there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Following his latest anti-Semitic remarks, the US-based anti-Semitism watchdog, the Anti-Defamation League, has expressed concern over Adidas's intent to continue releasing products by Kanye West and has urged the company to seriously reconsider its stance on the matter. West has recently on social media posted statements hinting at death to Jewish people, slamming the Abrahamic Accords as merely a money-making venture benefiting former senior White House advisor Jared Kushner, and challenging how he can be anti-Semitic when black people are in actual fact Jews. Regarding Adidas, West confidently reacted in the following way.
The thing about it, me and Adidas, is like, I could literally say anti-Semitic and they can't drop it. I could say anti-Semitic things and Adidas can't drop me. Now what? Now what?
Well, as the founder of the Black Jewish Caucus, Brenda Lawrence, nears retirement, she points out that West's statements are precisely what the caucus aims at, to counter any stereotypical thoughts or impressions which can lead to hate and violent acts against such communities, whilst raising awareness of each other's challenges and differences in bringing them together. Lawrence says she will always remain hopeful in the caucus's efforts to build on the unique relationship currently existing between the black and Jewish communities in the United States, reminding all, in her words, that, quote, "We're not defined by slavery and we're not defined by the Holocaust, but we are defined by our perseverance, our survival, and compassion to forgive. We are defined by our ability to keep the scars as a way to identify how amazing we are and also to teach compassion and teach our history so we will never, never, ever forget." Unquote. Nothing lasts forever, but there are ways to preserve traditions and memories thanks to virtual technology which can record events, or in this case, buildings, such as Romania's Fabric Synagogue, built in 1899, which is now facing collapse. Well, now visitors to a newly created site displaying the structure in its original state can navigate through it, which displays its domed cupola, stained glass sections, an approach to the Ark, climb the balcony, and walk into municipal parks as they once appeared along the Bega River not far away. The tour provides the Romanian Jewish community an opportunity to explore and learn about a place which once existed. The website, known as Stories of the Synagogues, also focuses on Timișoara's main synagogue, which has been recently renovated, including interviews with current Jewish leaders from each community. Confident and successful in making arid land productive for food production, Israeli scientists are now looking at planting a range of seeds on the moon in a unique experiment based on interplanetary agriculture. The Jacob Blaustein Institute for Desert Research at Beersheba's Ben Gurion University focuses specifically on crop growth in similar arid regions on Earth, and on this basis has targeted the moon for such experiments. Israeli researchers are also working alongside universities in Australia and South Africa to prepare a 2-kilogram greenhouse with a variety of seeds and plants intended to leave for the moon in 2025. When asked why money should be spent on outer space rather than on important needs on the planet, Professor Simon Barak of the Blaustein Institute pointed out that the experiment could benefit humanity, which could one day expand beyond Earth, noting that Earth and its resources are finite, and if we care about the future, we may have to leave Earth and seek refuge on other planets. Food for thought. What do you think? And let's recap on what happened around the world this week. Israel reacted furiously to Australia's announcement of its decision to partially recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. An historic Jewish neighborhood in western Turkey, which once had 9 synagogues and a Jewish population of 30,000, will reopen as a museum. New York's Jewish community rejects newly implemented gun laws banning the carrying of such weapons in places of worship. And Israeli actress Shira Haas is cast alongside Harrison Ford in Marvel's Captain America: New World Order, set for release in 2024. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.